God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, I see you. I see you. And even you, welcome. Welcome, welcome this morning to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change, if you give God these next few minutes. I promise you that His Word will change your life. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with who's on the line. It has simply to do with the Word of God. Let's pray. Gracious God and Lord, God, we honor you today. We give you praise simply because you are God and beside you there is no other. God, we thank you for this day, a day we've never seen before. We thank you for life, health, and we thank you for strength. We thank you, God, for last night's slumber. We thank you for this morning's rising. We thank you, oh God, for thinking of us, God, and allowing us to be a part of your life's plan on today. God, we recognize and we realize, God, we understand that there are some, God, that laid down last night with the expectation of waking up this morning, but God, that's not their testimony. But God, it is our testimony. You have allowed us to be here once again. And for that, God, we say thank you. Now, God, since we are here, we are going to ask that you speak to us through your word. God, let your word illuminate the dark areas of our lives. God, let your word reveal us to us. God, let your word transform us today. And God, we will be so very careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise that it's due. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you who has taken, you've taken of your sleep, you've taken of your preparation time, you have just taken of your time, period, to listen in to hear what thus saith the Lord. On this morning, we're going to go to a familiar story, a familiar passage. We're going to go to the book of Job. We're going to go to the first chapter, and we're going to read a couple of passages, one from the, or some scriptures or some verses from chapter 1, and then we're going to jump to chapter 2. The book of Job, starting in chapter 1, we're going to start at verse 6. Verse 6. Reading from the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil." Then Satan answered the Lord, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has. He will surely curse you to your face." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not put forth your hand on him." So Satan departed from the presence of the Lord. Now we're going to jump down to chapter 2. Read the first 10 verses there. We read 6 through 12 in chapter 1, if you want to go back for your reference. Now we're going to chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Again, from the New American Standard Bible, it says this. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil." That sound familiar? Doesn't it sound like God has said this before about Job? Let's continue. God goes on to say, "And he still holds fast his integrity, although you incited me against him to ruin him without cause." Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has he will give for his life. However, put forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh. He will curse you to your face. So the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your power. Only spare his life. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took a potsherd to scrape himself while he was sitting among the ashes. Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? And in all this, Job did not sin with his lips. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I want to encourage you today. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what you're going through. But I want to encourage you with this word. God trusts you to handle it. God trusts you to handle it. You may feel like you're in a season right now, or you've been in a season where it felt like everything hit you at once. Family problems, finances stretched, health under attack, all while you're trying to be faithful to God. Listen, if you've ever felt that way, you're in good company. We read here in this passage that Job, a man that was described as blameless and upright, not just once, but twice by God, feared God, turned away from evil. But even Job had to walk through storms he didn't see coming. But you all, if you're looking for a shout this early in the morning, here it is. Job's story shows us that trials don't mean that God has abandoned us. No, no, no. It means that sometimes trials mean just the opposite. It means that God trusts us to be able to handle the storm. Let's look at this a little deeply while I got a few minutes left. First thing that we see through these passages is that God allows trials because he trusts our faith. God allows trials because he trusts our faith. In Job 1, the enemy comes before God, and Satan says, does Job fear God for nothing? The enemy is basically accusing Job of only being faithful because life is good. Things are going well. He's not had a problem in the world. But God answers, have you considered my servant Job? Now, I need you to think about that. God himself puts Job's name in the conversation. The enemy doesn't bring him up. God brings him up before the enemy brings him up. Why? Because God trusted Job to endure. He trusted Job's faith to hold even when the blessings shifted. Did that sink in yet? Let me ask you something. What if your test, what if what you're going through right now is not because you're weak, but it's because God knows you're stronger than you think? Huh? Come on, let's keep going. Next thing I want you to understand is that God sets boundaries on the battle. God sets boundaries on the battle. In both chapters 1 and 2 in the book of Job, Satan gets permission to touch Job, but there are limits. First, God says, don't touch his life. Then when he comes back, when the enemy comes back, God says, don't take his life. The first time, don't touch his life. The next time, don't take his life. Here is where your encouragement comes in. Your trial has boundaries. Yes, it does. It has boundaries. It may hurt. It may be heavy, but it's not without limits. You all, God has drawn a line that the enemy cannot cross. That sickness, that struggle, that storm, all of that is on a leash. And I'm so grateful that God holds the other end of our leash. Come on, let's keep going. Not only does God allow trials because he trusts our faith, not only does God set boundaries on the battle, but you all, God expects us to trust him through it. He expects us to trust him through it. You all, God lost his children, his wealth, his health, even the support of his wife. We heard that in the end, even his wife said, curse God and die. But guess what, you all? Understand this. Job declares, shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? This was not Job being superhuman or super saved. This was Job reminding himself and today reminding us that our faith is not for the sunshine. It's not just for the sunshine, but it's also for the storm, because faith isn't proven when life is easy. Our faith is proven when life gets hard. And just as God trusted Job to stand, God trusts you too. But the question is, will you trust God to carry you through the storm? Let me finish up here. Listen, maybe your season feels unfair. Maybe you've asked, like many of us, why me? But if God's answer is, because I trust you, what will you say? What if your resilience, what if your worship, what if your faithfulness under fire is the very thing that silences the enemy's accusations about you, that you will curse God to his face? That's what the enemy is accusing us of today. If we got trouble, if we got problems, our worship wouldn't be so deep. Our praise wouldn't be so wild. See, the enemy wants to prove that your worship is shallow, that it's only there because you got good stuff going on. But be encouraged every time you keep praising through pain, every time you can pray to God through your tears, every time you show up, even when life knocks you down, you prove that your faith is real. So listen, here's your power for the rest of the week. God trusts you to handle it. He trusts you with the test. He trusts you with the tears. He trusts you with the trials. And if God trusts you with it, then he will also bring you through it, because it's the same God who sets boundaries. It's the same God who will bless you beyond the battle. The same God who let the enemy try you is the same God who promises you you won't die in it. The same God who trusted Job to stand is the same God who trusts you to overcome. So my brothers, my sisters, don't break. Don't bend. Don't bow to the pressure. Because if God trusts you to handle it, then you can trust God to bring you out of it. My brothers and my sisters, God trusts you to handle it. But my question is, do you trust him to bring you through it? That's it. That's all. That's the post. Let's pray. Father, we love you. God, we honor you. God, we praise you. And God, we recognize that sometimes life gets hard. Life gets real hard. But God, we recognize also that you know how much we can take. You know how much we can withstand. You know that our praise is not in place because we always get everything we want. So God, we're praying right now, God, that we would trust you just as much as you trust us. God, that when troubles come in the family and when our health is not the best, God, that we will not bend, that we will not bow, that we will not break, because we recognize that the same God that called out Job's name is the same God that calls out our name before the enemy, because you know we can handle it. Father, we're praying on today, God, that we will be strengthened and encouraged by the word of Job, God, knowing that you trust us to overcome it. You trust us that we won't, you promised us that we won't die in it, and that you blessed us beyond the battle. God, help us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.